Hello and welcome to the first episode here of Dan on Dev. Today I'm going to be kicking off the series with kind of an interesting talk, maybe a little bit of a clickbait title, but today we are going to be talking about why all AppSec products suck. The goal here is not to necessarily just beat up on the different products. That's not the goal at all. The goal is to really discuss what each product is good at or bad at. So we're going to kind of get into a little bit of that. Real quick, since this is the first episode here, a quick intro on myself. My name is Dan Kirkendall. I've been in tech for about 30 years. I've been primarily in cybersecurity for the last 25, 26 years, something to that effect. Founder of companies, one that I ended up selling to Rapid7, and was there for a good while building the business, watching dev teams using our product, watching teams. I'm going to be talking a lot about engineering as well, just like software development and leadership. But this series is about cybersecurity. So I'm going to be looking at all the products. I spent about 20 years building a DAST product, and we're going to be talking about that. But that's where my initial point of view comes in. But I've been in application security for all this time, so I've seen it all. I have learned about basically every different product category as they've come out, as they've been built. I've been in this industry from the beginning, so I really kind of have a good view, and I want to share that with everybody. So again, the goal of this talk is not just to beat up on the products. The bottom line is that no one product is going to solve all your problems. That is true for just about anything. And, you know, I mean, if you're trying to build a house and you're given one tool, you're probably going to fail. You need to understand what each tool is good at, what it's not so good at, really what its use is. Then you also need to understand your own environment. How are your teams building applications? The applications that you're trying to secure, how are they composed? How are they built? You know, are they cloud built, or is it kind of more old school? Are you doing these sprints? Is the agile development model, or are you still the old school waterfall? The model of how you're doing it, how well you've organized for DevOps, all of these things factor into making the right choice for the right tool. So anybody that's trying to tell you that they've got the tool that you need, without asking, without figuring out what it is you're actually doing, anybody that's just telling you straight out they have the right tool is probably very ill-informed. I'm going to chalk it up to maybe a sales guy who's just excited to try to get the product out there, maybe means well, believes his product is good, but you know, even the product I built, I spent a lot of times talking to customers, trying to assess what they're doing and saying, okay, in your environment, you need a different category of product. Mine won't be good for you. I've also gone into plenty where I've looked at what they're doing and the tools they already have and go, no, you need to be using ours because of the way you're operating. So we want to understand the tools. And that's really the goal of this conversation here and this series. We're going to be going over every one of the different products, all the different categories, not the individual products, the categories. So we're going to be looking at the SAST, the static analysis or static application security testing tools. Those are looking at the source code, trying to understand the source code, looking at it. And we're going to get into the details of each of these, but just I'm going to give a quick brief summary for this episode. The static analysis tools look at the source code and try to find the issues directly in there. Some advantages and disadvantages to that. DAST, the dynamic application security testing, that's where you're actually looking at the running application and you're attacking you could do it against production even, but you're attacking the running application. That's what I spent most of my time on. There's some good things and bad things about that. IaaS, or integrated or interactive, instrumented application security testing. I can mean any of those really. But those are kind of a little different in that they actually hook into the running application at the code or interpreter level, so they can actually see how it's behaving while it's running from the inside. The DAST is running, hitting it just from the outside. IaaS is actually sitting on it. And again, we're going to get into those details. Some good and bad about that. Static analysis, or SCA, software composite analysis, SCA, that's where you're not looking at the custom code necessarily. What you're looking at is all of the other libraries, other code that they've brought in. You know, a lot of applications are built with a bunch of libraries. They could be using, you know, React. They could, what, you know, using Java on the server side, whatever. Whatever they're using, you're looking at all of that, all the libraries, all the third-party utilities, all that stuff, and basically matching that up against known vulns that are out there for those. So basically all the stuff you've brought in that you've just kind of hitched your wagon to, what are the issues that those bring into it? But they don't look at the custom code on SCA. Then you jump over to, and actually I'm going to jump to the bottom here, manual pen testing. That's where you actually have a human hitting the site, trying to break it, trying to find issues, and using their ability to understand the business logic, the workflows, all that stuff. Manual pen testing is going to be there, but you actually have a human. So there's a limitation on bandwidth there, but again, we'll get into the details. Then on the defensive side, you have the web application firewall, which is actually generally a device that it could be software too, but it's generally sitting in between your application and the internet. And, you know, basically it's there trying to see if your application is being attacked. But it's just sitting like on the wire basically, and it's watching the traffic coming in and trying to find issues that it needs to protect against. So that would be your WAF. Your RASP, another defensive product, that's going to be sitting on the application itself, kind of like IaaS, is that in that it hooks into the running application, and it's going to be watching how your application is behaving as inputs are coming in. It has the benefit of things being parsed at that point. Again, we'll get into a lot of the details in the following episodes, but we're going to do episode by episode. We're going to be breaking these down. And just so you kind of understand, there's been other analysis of this sort of thing. Veracode put together this chart and it's actually pretty good. I've looked at it and I agree with a lot of it. I kind of look at things a little differently personally because I try to go a little more practically, but it's a good synopsis. And so this is a valuable chart, but again, you need to start bringing into like not just what it can do, but how it operates. And that's really missing from this. And that's going to be part of the conversation that I will be having here on this series. So we're going to be going through each of the different products, and this chart only covers the testing tools, not the defensive tools, or I'm going to be kind of covering both. So stick in here, join me for the next episode. We're going to launch into the first one, which is going to be the static analysis testing products. So I'll leave you with a quick thought. If you spend more money on coffee than application security, you will be hacked. And so you got to invest in this. Building an application is really what so many people are doing, but security is such an afterthought. And I really want to continue to improve that. So follow me. If you want to find out more about the stuff that I'm putting out there, you can check our website, danondev.com, the YouTube channel here, danondev, and come back as we continue this series on why all application security products suck.